Chapter 4. Trapped. After a while, the mist began to lift. Simon and Sarah saw Dad. He was lying on a flat, narrow rock that stuck out like a shelf. It was a long way down the mountain. His leg was bent underneath him, and his foot stuck out at a funny angle. He looked so small.
"That rock stopped Dad falling further down the mountain," said Sarah. "Yes, but he is still a long way down. How are we going to get him back up here?"
asked Simon.
"I don't know," she replied. "Dad can't climb up by himself. He's hurt."
Simon and Sarah stood and looked at each other. They had to try and help Dad. But how could they reach him? Just then, Simon remembered the piece of rope in his bag.
"Oh, my rope!" he cried. "I've got my rope! I'll use it to climb down to Dad and pull him back up the mountain with it." "Oh, thank goodness you brought it with you," sighed Sarah.
She was so glad Simon was with her. She would have been very afraid if she had been alone. Simon leaned over the edge of the path. He called down the mountain to Dad.
"I'm going to try and reach you, Dad," he shouted. "Look out! I'm coming down!"
"Be careful, Simon," warned Dad. "It looks very dangerous down here. Some of the rocks are still falling."
"I'll be careful,"
answered Simon. Simon tied one end of the rope tightly around his waist and the other around a large rock.
"Look, I've tied the rope to the rock over there, Sarah," he explained. "But it's very important that you hold the rope tightly as well, or I might fall."
Sarah held the rope and leaned back against the rock to help her balance. Then Simon climbed carefully over the edge of the path and down the rock face. Sarah leaned back and pulled hard on the rope. All of a sudden, some rocks and stones fell down the mountainside with a crash. Simon's feet began to slide on some small rocks and stones. Sarah pulled harder on the rope. She felt scared.
"Are you all right, Simon?"
she called.
"Yes, I'm fine,"
Simon shouted back.
"Don't let go. Hold the rope as tightly as you can."
As Simon climbed down the mountain, the rope began to creak and groan. Sarah was afraid it would break at any moment. She held on very tightly. Her arms ached, but she didn't let go. Simon climbed further down the mountain slowly and carefully. He got nearer and nearer to Dad. At last he came to the ledge where Dad was lying. He looked very pale.
"Are you all right, Dad?" he asked. "Have you hurt yourself badly?"
"Oh, it's my ankle," explained Dad. "It hurts a lot, and I can't move it at all."
Simon looked at the rock face above them. He could see loose rocks and stones. Bits of rock and soil were falling down. Some smaller stones and soil landed on Dad's legs. Simon brushed them off him. None of the rocks above them looked very safe.
"It's too dangerous to stay here," said Simon. "Those rocks will fall and crush you. We must get you to safety as quickly as we can. Sarah and I will try to pull you up on the rope. But do you think you can help us pull you up?"
"I'll try," replied Dad.
"Are you all right, Simon?"
shouted Sarah.
"Yes,"
called Simon.
"I'm coming up again. Hold the rope tightly."
"Be careful," said Dad. "I don't want you to hurt yourself as well."
"I will,"
replied Simon. Very slowly and carefully, Simon climbed back up the rope. He didn't want any more rocks to fall on Dad. He was afraid he might start a landslide. As soon as Simon was back on the path, he untied the rope from his waist and told Sarah his plan.
What we will do is to leave that end of the rope tied to the rock over there, he explained. Then I'll throw this end down to Dad. When he catches it, he can tie it around himself. Then you and I will help to pull him up. Dad will try to help if he can, but he's badly hurt, so we will have to do most of the work. Do you think you can do it?
Yes, I think so, answered Sarah.
Simon threw the end of the rope down to Dad. He caught hold of it.
I've got hold of the rope,
he shouted up to Simon and Sarah.
Tie it round your waist, Dad,
shouted Simon. Dad did as he was told and tied the rope around his waist as tightly as he could.
Sarah and I will pull you up, but you must try to help us,
called Simon.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready, called Dad.
Simon and Sarah pulled and pulled on the rope. It was hard work. Dad tried to help, but his ankle hurt a lot. It took a long time to pull him up. At last, Dad was safely back on the path. Simon and Sarah leaned against the rock face to get their breaths back. They were very tired. Dad was very tired too. His ankle was hurting a lot. It didn't look good either. It was still bent into a funny shape. Just then, it started to rain. It came down so fast that no one had time to even think about putting on their waterproof clothes. Instead, they all sheltered under a small ledge above them. The rain got heavier and heavier. Lightning flashed across the sky. A loud rumbling sound followed quickly. The sound got nearer and nearer.
Is that thunder?
Shouted Sarah. It was hard to hear her above the noise.
No,
answered Dad. He pointed above their heads.
Look! The rocks are moving!
Suddenly, there was a loud whoosh! An enormous landslide exploded down the mountain. Rocks, branches, and soil came crashing past them and rolled over and over down the mountainside. Dad, Simon, and Sarah flattened themselves against the side of the mountain and covered their heads with their arms. The noise got louder and louder. More and more rocks came crashing past them. It seemed as if the whole mountain was sliding into the valley below. The noise was terrible. But then, as quickly as it started, the noise stopped. Everything went quiet. Sarah, Simon, and Dad looked around. There were rocks and boulders everywhere.
Are you two all right? Asked Dad.
Yes, I think so,
replied Sarah. She brushed dirt from her hair.
That was really frightening. I thought we were going to be badly injured.
I wonder if that narrow rock you were trapped on is still there,
said Simon. He crawled to the edge of the path and looked down. There was nothing there. The rock had disappeared completely. It had been swept away by the landslide. If Simon and Sarah hadn't pulled Dad up when they did, he would have gone crashing down the mountain with it. It was quite a shock to see how much the landscape had changed in only a few minutes.
Wow! That rock you were lying on has gone, said Simon.
Dad breathed a sigh of relief.
Whew! That was a very narrow escape, thought Dad.
Then he turned to Simon and Sarah.
You two were brilliant. Thank you for helping me,
he said. Simon and Sarah tried to make Dad more comfortable. Sarah gave him a drink of water. He was very thirsty. Simon looked at Dad's ankle. It was very swollen and a big bruise was spreading along his leg.
Your ankle looks very painful, said Simon.
It is, replied Dad. I think it's broken.
Do you want some painkillers? Asked Sarah.
Yes, please, said Dad. Go into the front pocket of my bag and you will see the medical box. Bring it to me, please.
Sarah found the medical box and handed it to Dad. He took out a packet of painkillers and swallowed two with some water.
How are we going to get you down the mountain, Dad? Asked Sarah. Perhaps we can carry you down, suggested Simon. We could make a stretcher with our jackets and use broken branches for the poles. I've seen a stretcher made that way on television.
Oh, I don't think that will work, sighed Dad. I'm too heavy for you to carry.
Dad lay back against the rocks. He felt very tired.
Simon, go and see if the path is clear further along, please, said Dad.
Simon went off to inspect the path. He came back a few minutes later. He looked very worried.
It's bad news, he said sadly. The landslide has blocked the path completely. There are huge rocks and boulders everywhere. There is no way we can get off the mountain. We're trapped.
I forgot about my mobile phone, smiled Dad weakly. I'll call for help.
He reached down to his trouser pocket, but it wasn't there. Only some torn fabric.
Oh, I must have torn my pocket when I fell, sighed Dad. Both the phone and the whistle are missing. Oh, no, cried Sarah. We can't get help at all. We can't even give the 6 blasts on the whistle that tells people we need help, like Dan told us to do. What are we going to do?